A restless ache bloomed deep in Bessina's chest, racing from her heart to her feet. A visceral need to stretch her legs and free her soul nearly wrenched her in two. Her muscles ached and her head pounded. She needed to run, not to escape, but to free her mind of the ensuing chaos. Instead, with her feet stubbornly glued to the dock, Bessina awaited dawn. She'd said her farewells, yet couldn't bring herself to leave. Uncertain of what was holding her to the spot, Bessina sighed. She glanced up and watched as the moon made its slow descent across the sky. Everything was familiar, but not in the comforting way it should have been. Instead of warm memories, reality reminded her of how fragile friendships truly were. High school had come and gone, and her first year of college had been cruel. It was in the past year that she discovered what could happen if you trusted the wrong boy with the wrong information. To add insult to injury, she'd also learned some high school bonds couldn't survive the gravities of college or life as new adults. The realization she wasn't leaving behind much left a glacial void in her chest. Bessina hefted the heavy JanSport book bag, attempting to relieve her pinched and bruised shoulder. It had all the belongings she thought important enough to take on her trip. After readjusting the backpack as best she could, she checked her wristwatch. She needed to leave for her bus soon. If she was going to make it to the Amtrak station in time, this would be a true goodbye to her painful past. There was probably a faster way to get to Plushin, Ohio than a 15-hour bus ride, but she wasn't in a rush. Just heading away from the past would be enough for her. The oppressive midsummer Florida heat assaulted her back, and Bessina longed for the cold, artificial air of the AC units at college. The thought reminded her that she hadn't enrolled in any sessions, officially withdrawing her from college. She could no longer live on campus and was, in fact, homeless. Talk about rock bottom. On top of which, Bessina's savings had run dry, and calling her father was not an option. She'd gone against his wishes when moving to Florida to attend Howard Lee University instead of Central Christian College of Kansas, and her father hadn't spoken to her since. Unless it was to make sure she was still breathing, of course. Their semi-monthly talks consisted of her explaining the month's events and her father replying with a series of grunts and sighs. It wasn't the type of conversation a young woman would choose to have with her father, but that was another story for another day. Bessina could only handle one horrible relationship at a time. She heaved a sigh and ran a hand through her unruly curls. Annoyed with herself for lingering longer than necessary, she finally moved toward the parking lot where the only payphone in the city was located. Her shirt clung to her back and her jeans bunched in all the wrong places. As she reached the payphone, she dug through her pants pocket for quarters. Facing the phone, she lifted the handset from its cradle, only to see the frayed end. Just great. Looking around the abandoned docks, she tried to see if there was another place to call the cab company. No such luck. Bessina would have had time to walk to the nearest bus station to make her bus and her transfers if she hadn't stayed at the docks for so long. But it was the abandoned dock she had to say her farewells to. Sad? Yeah. But who would ever know? She was there alone, with no one to see her pitiful ritual. A warm breeze drifted over her skin, carrying with it a moan so soft, Bessina thought she imagined the sound. She slowly turned around, listening for the sound again. Narrowing her eyes toward the docks, she observed the surrounding area with an intense focus. Just as she felt she was going insane, the soft moan came again, throaty, and deep, as if the person were in pain. The need to help waged war with her common sense, which urged her to run away from possible danger. What if someone fell through the rotted wood? Before she knew it, she was moving toward the sound. The thought of an injured person had her full attention, pulling her further from the concern she had of missing her ride out of hell.